The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 3 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, Mabra.
Hey, Mabra.
I'm a recovering addict. Step 3 for me, I think, was, I love Step 3, but it was kind of hard for me in the beginning because I didn't want to submit myself to Heavenly Father. I had this idea that my stuff was my stuff and I didn't want to give it up. And I'd carried it around a long time, you know. I had this beautiful backpack full of all my stuff, and I didn't know if Heavenly Father was going to take care of my stuff and if He was going to let me see my stuff. And so I'd give Him some of my stuff, but then I'd say, no, I want my stuff back because I like my stuff. And so it was just this really internal struggle for me to give Him my stuff and let Him, you know, and align my will with His. And so I have been clean 11 years today.
And, good job.
Yes.
It's taken me probably 9 years of that struggling every day to get myself to the point where I can say I have given Him almost all my stuff. it's just a struggle for me. But luckily, I came into this program, and the people that share their life with me keep me strong and reminds me that my Heavenly Father loves me, regardless of how many times I've screwed up in my life. And I leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
The full episode for Step 3 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.